samurai lives 4 feet from death. The length of a katana is all that separates a life of honor and duty from an eternity in the spirit world. There is danger and tragedy everywhere. Japan is beset. Gaijin trade guns from their shuttered island. The shogun squats like a spider in a web, setting lords against lords to retain his own position. Mundane threats are not the only threats. Ghosts and spirits haunt Japan, and the kami are jealous of their worship, quick to anger if they are crossed. Into this world comes the Miguna Kitsune clan, led by its daimyo Nohaku Keiru, and served by its skilled officers. Will they be able to keep the clan from falling in this world of blood and honour?
Hello, and welcome to episode 268 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. This will be session 3 of what I think I called Searching for Ghosts? I think I called it Searching for Ghosts. It's Blood and Honour, Searching for Ghosts, session 3. I am your Master of Samurai, and we're in a new building. Oh yes, we are in Cult Central New Edition. That could have gone better.
Yeah.
This means we are in a big glass room, which could well be a little bit more echoey. Although, actually, it's not that bad.
I can hear the birds.
Everybody can hear the fucking birds. Believe you me, I can hear those birds in the morning when they wake up and they go onto the branches and they start shouting, "Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me!"
No, that's me. Sorry. I must be carrying further than I thought.
We are in a new building. This room is glass, but the high ceiling is helping. We have moved Cult Central. Welcome to the new Cult Central.
Woo! Yay!
It's greener.
Voila!
Anyway, so, who are you and why are you here? So, who are you and why are you here?
Without the plane! I'm the Duck, and I'm playing Sasuyaku Kaze, the Spymaster.
Mm. I am Bloodied, and I am, aside from giggling, playing Ishigeki Kiru, who is the Executioner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Risan Fukuru, the Seneschal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Shigeki Sura, the Hatamoto.
Hatamoto General. I've realised you don't have your honour.
Oh, golly, that's true.
Can you remember how much honour you're supposed to have?
Lots. I think we've put it in a separate bag.
Well, the separate bag has gone away since the move.
Well, if I recall correctly, I lost us at least one at the end of...
I'm going to go with probably 7. Because
so.
Some of you did some honourable shit before he fucked you over. I may adjust this if I listen to the next one and work out how many you've got. So anyway, could somebody recap?
Well, do we have a tea first?
Oh yes, we do. So, in honour of the new house, we've got a new tea. This is lemon black. It's not terribly lemony. It is quite black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just a black tea with a very faint hint of lemon.
I mean, I don't dislike it. I quite like my tea with a bit of lemon in it.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
don't,
very lemony.
I don't hate this one, and I don't normally like lemon tea, so yeah.
So it's quite a light touch of lemon,
I mean,
is what I'm saying.
To me, it seems quite lemony, but it's still a level where I don't hate it, so maybe you're right and it's not that lemony.
Huzzah! It's all right.
Yeah, I maybe it's because I don't drink tea a lot, but I cannot taste any lemon whatsoever in it. That might just be because I don't drink tea and the flavour of the tea is...
Possibly.
For me, it's very, very,
very
subtle.
It's very subtle lemon, which, you know, on one level that's fine. You don't want too much lemon. I was kind of expecting the same sort of flavour as, like, a lemon iced tea, but without the ice. Yeah, just warm. Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I've got, like, icing on my finger and then sucked that off my finger. It doesn't taste like lemon, if that makes sense. It sort of tastes like lemon icing.
Yeah, no, it's I think that's because of the sort of the faintness of it. It's not like the pure lemon hit of lemon.
It's not the pure lemon hit of lemon. Yeah. It's kind of like if a lemon was in the room. It's not right up in your face, but you know the little yellow bug is over there.
I feel like at the end of this recording, we're going to go into the kitchen and realize this was just regular tea.
And there's a lemon like that.
The way wine snobs are when they're like, oh yes, there's a faint hint of...
No, it's definitely got lemon in it.
No, it's definitely got lemon.
Definitely.
I'll take your word
for it. I mean, there's a hint of rosemary, but...
See, now I just want to make references to lemon stealing whores, but you guys aren't going to get it.
That's I mean, not very I've nice never seen horse. A lemon steal a whore, but
it's not very nice. There's four prostitutes I'm dealing with a lot, and they shouldn't have to be kidnapped by lemons.
Anyway, so... We have now reached the part where you tell everybody what the fuck you did last time. Now, for those of you listening, this will have been 2 weeks ago. For those of us recording, this will have been 2 months ago.
Therefore, Bloodied wasn't here.
And Bloodied wasn't here. So therefore, I expect there to be gaps.
So, the most significant thing I remember is going to the gambling.
The Yakuza gambling den.
Yeah.
The wet barrel.
The Wet Barrel.
That's a brilliant name.
The Wet Barrel.
With old Yoji, who wasn't actually all that old, just very wrinkly.
Yeah, because we were looking for a member of the woman's family.
That's right.
And we thought this Ronin, Akirito Tsuba, who hang out there, could be useful to tell us things.
Oh wow, I actually took notes.
My word. You can do this as well. Amazing.
Well, I can corroborate all those things that you just said because they're written down in my notes.
I'll stop bothering then. Carry on.
Oh my god.
So we also found out that in the past the Akirito family were very high up.
Well, they were the Daimyos.
They were the Daimyos. And they married with the Nahakos? And basically, I think there was some betrayal going on there, and the Nahakos...
There was no evidence for murder followed by infanticide. However, it did just all sort of line up quite nicely for them.
I've also got written down that it was the Daimyo that burned down their house and killed everyone. And that, Akirito Suba's cousin is a prick, is what I've got written down.
Strangely enough, that's in my notes as well.
So after the house was burned down, the only people that survived were the uncle.
He went off to Akino or whatever to go hunting workers, is what I've got.
Strangely enough, that's in my notes as well.
And I think he got killed by the Akino that he went to go hunt down? Or is he still alive?
No, I think he's still alive. He's got to sort out the fucker who did this fucking shit.
The man they were talking to was incredibly drunk. Like, super drunk.
Oh, and he reckons that someone's pulling the Daimyo strings. The uncle does.
Yes. And the cousin... who's a prick, also survived, and he predicted everything was going to happen, and apparently he's hiding out in the haunted forest.
Yep.
And Akirito Tsuba got a scroll from his uncle that said, he's dead. I killed him. I'm going after the rest.
That wasn't in my notes, because I didn't listen to the last 15 minutes when you were robbing his corpse.
It's in my notes.
I've got that written down too.
But hold on, so you killed the drunk guy?
Oh, yeah, so...
they're getting to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after he told us all, I guess it was the bit about the Daimyo burning down the house and accusing
and
the Daimyo.
And being a prick, and being an idiot, and easily led, I think was the problems that they were having.
We kind of led him outside, and then took him a little bit away from the wet barrel... just out of distance, and killed him.
No. What we did was we just happened to let drop in conversation the fact that, despite what he thought, we weren't in fact Ronin. At which point,
and you were in fact the Daimyo's man.
Yeah, at which point he attacked us.
Right.
So we struck him down.
Right.
We didn't start anything.
Because we had promised that we weren't going to start anything.
Yeah, so we started no trouble.
And the owner of the wet barrel was looking on and kind of waved down his guards and was like, everything is in order here.
Yep, that is totally fine what they just did.
Yeah.
You got the impression that maybe he had already worked out who you all were.
Right.
I'm assuming he was less drunk.
He was in charge of the place. He was the Yakuza leader who owned the place, so...
I can't exactly remember where we planned to go after we had learned all of this, though. Did we plan to go to the forest to find your cousin? And potentially...
I know for a fact you were thinking about going to talk to a Miko, a shrine woman... to see if you could get her to make the ghost come and talk to you?
Yes. That was right. The ghost that we had already talked to.
Oh, yes. The Miko Shrine Woman to talk to ghosts, guardian shrine of the Uri Forest.
Mm-hmm.
This is all my notes.
And then something else happened after everybody started wandering off.
So, after sunset, in the dark of the night... Sasayaku Kaze kind of donned a dark cloak and grabbed a bag of money and went back to the wet barrel and went up to the owner, the Yakuza.
Rinkasa, I think his name is. I don't know. Yeah, Rinkasha.
Rinkasha. And he said, it would be a shame if anything that Akirito Tsuba said today got out and rumors were spread about it. A real shame. And then he slides some money across the table. At which point...
Well, at first, Rinkash is like, oh, what do you mean? I don't remember anything happening. And then you carefully pointed out that, no, you remember everything that happened, and it would be a shame if lots of people learned what happened here. It would be a real shame if lots of people learned what happened.
Yeah. And he gladly accepted my money.
Yeah, because it's money.
And might be starting some rumours.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
Don't know.
Don't know.
It could be. So, anyway, I'm going to move it on till the next morning.
Yeah.
It's the next morning. You all awake. Birds sing in the trees. Like annoying little fuckers shouting, fuck me! Fuck me! This is my tree! This is my tree! I got a squirrel! It might be dangerous! Sorry. The dawn chorus is very loud here. But yes, you all wake up. What would you like to do?
Did we make any preparations? Last time for going on the journey?
I can't remember. I don't think you did because you went back at night time. So I think you're in that period of time now. But shall I suggest you all gather together in the morning and fill in the executioner who will be going with you?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, the Daimyo has totally asked him to go with you for the Daimyo's own reasons. And no other reasons. Mm-hmm. There is not an ulterior motive as to why the Daimyo has sent his executioner along. No. What could possibly go wrong?
I can't think of any reasons that the Daimyo might do that.
No. Anyway, so yes, you're all in the big, big central, like, commissary of the castle. They're serving quite nice food. And you can all have a conversation about your plans going forward. Assume that he's been brought up to speed on what you did yesterday. Or what you did.
What we did, apart from the bit...
Apart from the dodgy shit.
Apart from the dodgy shit that the rest of us don't know about.
Because him walking in and going, executioner, now I need to fill you in on all of this stuff and the hideous treachery I perpetrated would be a bit weird.
But then I cut his head off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was just a prank, bro.
Remember, that's racism, not treachery.
Anyway, have your conversation and plan.
So I was thinking if we're heading to the forest and we're planning to go in the forest, it might not be wisest to take horses with us.
How far away is this shrine?
It was about a day and a... Well, it's near to where the bridge is. So it's about a day and a half from your holdings on your quite fast horses. Mm. If you take normal horses, you'd probably get to the shrine after 2 days. And then from the shrine into the forest, you can probably walk it and leave the horses at the shrine if you want.
Okay. Mm. That's probably a good plan then.
Yes.
If you walk, it'll be like 4 or 5 days to the shrine. I mean, it's not terrible.
Well, if there's going to be a place to leave the horses, I don't see any reason not to then.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a little village around the shrine as well, so it's probably an inn or something. Most villages tend to have an inn of some description.
Will we need anything to take to the shrine?
Do we need to take an offering or...?
An offering is advisable, certainly. But you also probably want some way of persuading the Miko to help you. I mean, whether that's money, or a Shinto priest, or monk, maybe, or throwing alcohol at her, I don't know, but you'll need something to persuade her.
Can I make some sort of check to see if I know, in general, what that kind of offering would be?
Wisdom check, please. So, it's your wisdom?
Yeah.
Is your name appropriate?
Whispering Wind is my name, so not really.
No. Your clan name is appropriate, so that's one die.
Okay.
I don't believe any of your aspects are.
No, I don't think so.
And your glory is Silver Tongue, so that's not either. So,
what about my role as a spymaster? I kind of, maybe...
I'll grant you Yugiri. So, choose the dice you want to roll, put the others aside to be wagers, and then roll and try and get 10.
No, I only got 8.
You have not a fucking clue.
Yeah, I'm not one for the religious types. Not really sure what they'd want as an offering, if any. It's possible that they just help us because we're the Daimyo's men.
Is that Shinto whatever he was still around? We could ask him.
Yeah, he's still about. I can't remember his damn name now. What's his name? His name was... Orokano Oso. And Orokano Oso is indeed still about. He's actually moved into the castle for some reason.
Was he invited or did he just move in?
Well, he was sort of invited after your mission and then nobody asked him to leave. And when they saw him talking to the executioner and doing something useful for the executioner, they decided that he might be a bit handy, so they kept him.
He's your pet now. Good to know.
Effectively, the executioner is his pet because the Shinto priest / monk has buffed him. Oh, yes.
Well.
Buffed him good. But anyway, yes. He is about if you want him.
Right, yes. Okay, I'll go find him.
Okay. He's sort of sat in one corner of the commissary on, like, his third bowl of breakfast. Ah, yes. Hello. Is it still working?
Yes.
Good. Now, remember the taboo.
Yes.
Don't do the thing that the taboo is about, otherwise you'll suffer a terrible, terrible accident.
Mm. Yes.
Are we all around?
I don't know. Would you have taken them?
Probably not.
Okay. So no, then. Mm-hmm. Although, remember, you can claim to be there due to your giri. Yeah. But anyway, yes.
Yeah, we're going to a shrine. We need to get someone to summon a spirit.
Oh, you need a Miko?
Yes.
Good-o. There's some very good ones around here. It's because of the ghostly forest, you know.
That would make sense. But we were just wondering what sort of offering they might particularly want.
Depends on the Miko. Quite often it's more payment in kind.
So they'll want a favour?
Yes, or sex. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's alcohol. And it's basically whatever they want the most at the time. So it could be anything, but it's probably not going to be money.
Okay.
I'd advise you to take some food and some alcohol, just in case it's an easy one. Okay. And you will, of course, have the equipment for the other thing if it's not that. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. Unless that was injured as well. That wasn't
No, that's...
Okay, well, that's all right then.
Good, thank you.
But yes, it's probably going to be payment in kind. I do warn you, though.
Mm-hmm.
The power of the Miko is quite extensive. But when they give themselves over to the spirit's in control.
So be careful, because the spirit might be rather angry.
Certainly I wouldn't piss it off.
Right. Thank you for the advice.
Okay. Don't get dead. And don't kill anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he goes back to his third bowl of breakfast.
I go back to these guys. Probably not money. Probably food, alcohol, possibly sex.
Okay. Fair enough.
Everybody lapses into silence for a moment.
Mm-hmm. So we shall make sure we have reasonable supplies of food and alcohol on.
Yes.
That's easy enough to do.
Mm.
Decent food and alcohol.
Mm.
That's relatively easy to achieve. You're in a castle.
Yeah.
You don't currently have any famine or sieges going on, so you're probably all right.
So should we head off then, get the food and supplies and...
Are we taking any other men?
Well, you'll be bringing your 6 Ashigaru that counts as 2 ranks of Ashigaru. Because you always get 2 ranks of Ashigaru at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That should be enough.
They might be useful, yes.
I mean, it brings your group up to the nice round 10 that you had before. If you're not taking the monk. Priest! He's a priest. He's not a monk. I'm doing the shifty eyes. It doesn't work very well on radio. Anyway, okay, you managed to gather your supplies. You also managed to persuade the stable master, whose name I've forgotten.
I remember he was a big fat ex-sumo bloke.
He is an ex-sumo.
Did he slap his leg a lot?
He slapped his belly.
He slapped his belt. Shunsho. Shunsho gives you horses, but he just gives you normal horses. He doesn't give you the 10 fastest horses that he owns.
That's fine.
The 12 fastest horses that he owns, because last time you only came back with 11 of them.
I mean, to be fair, we're not on an urgent mission this time.
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Well,
you're on an urgent mission, but it's not time sensitive.
Yeah. But we're on an important mission. It's not you have to get here before these people.
Yes. Mission. Although, if we're honest, you didn't need to do that last time, you just retreated into it.
Well, yes, but we believed that was the case when we asked for the fast horses last time.
Yes,
it's not the case this time.
Yes.
And therefore, right.
Unfortunately, you know, someone had lost their horse. So,
Yes.
Who was that?
Everybody's staring at the duck. Again, doesn't work on radio, but
it works. That's why I said it out loud.
Yeah, so are you heading straight towards the shrine? Are you taking a circumvented route? Are you hiding where you're going? Are you going back to the wet barrel and just sitting there and pretending you're going? I mean,
I think you could just take a direct route there.
Is it particularly unusual for a group to get visiting a shrine?
No. I mean, you'll be fairly obvious, because it's telling you. But at the same time, 10
10 samurai and Ashikaru going to a shrine isn't that weird. So you head off. The first day is fine. You end up at the inn that you stayed at the night last time. They recognise you and invite you in and give you nice food. And it's quite an enjoyable place. The second day...
Can we ask, while we're there, just ask about if maybe they remember a few months back the cousin coming through? I can't remember what the cousin's name was, but...
The cousin's name is...
Or did we even learn the cousin's name?
Yes. Megumi Kitsune Akirito Hamza.
Yes, him. Can we check if they remember anyone using that name coming through? Or any odd characters coming through?
Make me a beauty contest!
Okay. I get... One free
Rager. One free Rager. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
One free wager.
Yeah.
Because I'm stylish.
Okay. So Whispering Wind will do you. So that's two dice.
Cool.
Megumi Kitsune, I'll allow one die. Okay. Your beauty, however many die that is.
Four.
And you've got one free wager.
So I'm going to... Try and play it safe a bit.
By three, no dice on the four.
Yeah, that was a six, but... yes, that is the pass with a 22.
Okay. How many wages do you have?
Three.
Okay, so tell me, do they remember somebody passing through?
Yeah, they do remember an odd character passing through at the time that I suggested.
Okay. Wager the first.
He wasn't travelling under the name.
Okay.
But someone recognised something on his pack that gave it away.
The book means that that's the second wager.
Okay.
And you have one wager left.
He met with someone in the inn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There was a fella of... A fair few months back, it'd be about, might even be this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite a bearded dude, quite a big chap, bearded, dressed all like plain and stuff, but he had two swords in his pack, so we were like, one of them samurai there going about his business all indiscreet like. Do I mean discreet like? We'll keep an eye on that. And he came in. About an hour or so later, another chap comes in. Beefy chap, a couple of swords in his back too. And they had a little conversation over in the corner, and then they, one of them, the first chap went to sleep in his room, and the other chap left, pretty angry, and fucked off up the road.
Up the road in which direction, do you remember?
Off towards bridge.
Towards bridge?
The bridge, you go over the bridge, well... Most people don't go... Well, you have to go over the bridge, but then most people go left and go skirt round the forest to the Hiwana Shrine and then on into other lands. Or you can go straight across the bridge and into the forest, but that's a shit idea. Because that's how you get ghosts.
Right. Do you remember...
There's Gaki in them forests.
Do you remember once he crossed the bridge... Which way he went?
The bridge is like 4 miles that way. I just thought he went towards the bridge.
Oh, okay.
I didn't follow him. He's a samurai. You don't do that with samurai. They chop your heads off. Well, maybe not yours, sir, but they chop my head off. Snicker snake, that'd be my lot. I'd be rolling around on the floor going, shit, where's me hands?
I see.
But only briefly.
Okay, then. Well, you've been very helpful. I appreciate it.
I'm serious, though, sir. Be careful in them woods. There's Gaki.
And what are those?
Hungry ghosts.
I see.
The ghosts of starving peasants who went into the forest and tried to eat bark and leaves and ended up starving to death. And now they have a bottomless hunger for human flesh.
It's quite a jump from bark and leaves.
But bark and leaves won't fill you up. You see, and then they feel anger towards the living, what have eaten all the food. And they've still got their flush of life about them. And they look at that flush of life and they go, oh, bit tasty.
Puts his hand gently on his sword and says, I think we'll be fine.
May act, but I don't know how good iron is against ghosts.
Well, we'll just have to find out. And he's putting on a brave face, but later tonight he's like having nightmares.
Oh my god, hungry ghosts! Wait a bit! I pissed myself!
Executioner, don't turn out the light, please.
Would you snuggle?
Executioners do not snuggle.
But anyway, yeah, that's what you get from that. The rest of the evening passes relatively comfortably, unless anybody wants to do anything in particular? No. Okay. So the next day, you head off towards the shrine. Now, you're not heading straight towards the bridge, which, as you've just ascertained, is about 5 miles that way. You veer off away from the straight line path towards the forest. You veer off the... because you're basically following the edge of a ravine, but there's a section where the ravine sort of does a wending turn towards the forest, and in that bowed out shape is where the shrine and the other village is. So you take your time, and about mid-afternoon you come to the village with the shrine. It's built on like a hill. There's rice paddy terraces all around it. Obviously, there must be some kind of spring that comes out the top of the hill because the water is flowing down the hill. You do see that they have got their own sort of makeshift bridge across the river. And by makeshift bridge, I mean somebody has cut down a fuck massive tree and has planed the top of it flat.
Sure.
That's it. There's a tree that's fallen across the ravine that's been slightly sanded. It's quite a big tree, though. I'd say the flat section was about 2 foot wide. The shrine is right by that tree. It's not a massive shrine. It's like a walled enclosure like they normally are. It's got one of those red Torah gates in front of it. And so there's like a little walled enclosure. There's maybe one building back there. It looks like it's like a pagodary thing, but with probably three walls and an open front. You can't see what's in it because the doors are ajar, and there's a little old man sort of sitting out front on a stool with a stick. Most of the people in the village seem to be working in the fields as you lot ride up, and they all like stop and stare as you go past because it's six Ashigaru, four samurai, and horses. And frankly, even though most of you aren't very good at fighting, you could probably kill half the village in one round by just going, "I kill them."
Yay.
The Yowamushi rule. I'm just reminding my players that rule is a thing, and they shouldn't be too worried unless they're fighting named characters. So anyway, you make your way through the town. There is an inn here. It's not like a massive affair. Your Ashigaru are probably going to have to stay in the stables with the animals. But it looks all right. Where are you going first? Shrine? Or stables.
What time of day is it?
It's mid-afternoon. Say 3 o'clock.
We should probably sort of accommodation now.
You head over to the tavern. As you head over, a woman and a man come scurrying out and sort of bow to you.
And the man goes, I'll start taking your horses. Yes, start taking their horses. Come on, get on with it. He'll take your horses, sir. Don't you worry. He'll take them. He'll take them in the stable, and he'll look after them, too, if he knows what's good for him. She smacks him hard with the back of her hand. Right then, will you be wanting space to sleep in? Rooms, is it, sir? Rooms? Yes. I can do you for the greatest of rooms, the best of rooms that we have in our establishment. Your men, however, I'm afraid we don't have room for. We don't have room for that many men. No, do the horses properly, slap, slap. Clean the feet, and then take them in the stables, and then water them, and then give them hay, and then rub them down.
I was in the process of doing that.
You're too slow! Slap, slap! So, is it rooms for you four then? And yes. Then stables for the others? Yes. Stables for the others. Okay, good. If you would care to follow me.
She leads you inside the house, and it's an inn in name only, really. It's basically somebody's house, and obviously their children have grown up and moved out. So there's... It's like an Airbnb if, like, it wasn't as nice. So there's two double rooms. They do have, like, beds in there, but it's peasant-level beds. I mean, they're nice peasant-level beds, but they're definitely peasanty beds. They're clean, which is good, but... Well, we're in medieval Japan, so a normal samurai bed would be a nice tatami mat, possibly a down-filled mattress and a head bolster. These are a pretty ratty-looking tatami mat, a straw mattress with straw poking out of it all over the place, and a bolster that seems to be coated in grease. It's not great, but it's not the worst you've ever seen. I mean, it's not the wet barrel.
We can try to sleep there.
Well, no, that's true. So these are our fantastic guest rooms. As you can see, they're wonderful guest rooms. How long will you be staying? How long do you think you'll be staying with us? How long?
Just the one night.
That's a terrible shame. Should I knock up some dinner? Knock up some dinner?
Well, we have some business to take care of. In the village first.
If you tell me now, I tell you what, I can put on some nice stew. That'll keep for hours, that will.
That will be fine, thank you.
She leaves out the door. Oi, husband! Go murder that fucking billy goat! Yeah, chop his fucking head off!
Go stew.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I've just made a factual mistake. There aren't any goats in Japan.
Japan. Goats are great.
Not anymore.
She killed them all.
Yeah, she killed the last one.
She had one. She killed them.
I think I read recently that there weren't goats in Japan. Never mind. She gets some farm animal murdered and starts cooking the
food. The gaijin must have.
Yes. It was imported from the Dutch. She sets about chopping up this goat and putting it in a pot and dropping in, like, daikon and other foods. Carrots and things like that, I guess.
Bamboo shoots.
Probably quite a lot of bamboo shoots. And doesn't really have rice, so she's probably using millet or barley. So then. Oh, your men. Will they want some as well?
I believe they will.
Okay, I'll just make more.
Go murder another goat!
We haven't got any goats.
Murder a sheep, then!
Okay.
And be faster!
So, you want business here? Come to...
You're not come actually. To collect taxes. I mean, we've already paid our taxes. I mean, we pay our taxes on the dot when they're required.
Don't worry, we're not here for taxes.
She visibly relaxes. Oh, well, that's good then. Is there anything I can help you with at all?
Would you be able to tell us at all about the shrine here?
The shrine? Well, it's the protective shrine for the village. It keeps all the nasty ghosts in the forest. We've got a bang-up prayer bell that we ring pretty much every day. Some nice prayer wheels. We do Aramiko. We've got a little Shinto priest out there as well. I mean, the kami round here are not as powerful as those at Haiwana Shrine, but they do keep us safe. Say what you like, they do keep us safe. As long as we don't go in the forest, because then we die. It's really bad in the forest. I mean, it used to be that you could go there and collect firewood and stuff as long as you were back by dark, but lately it's just terrible. That's not a big enough sheep! Get another one!
And the Miko, what can you tell me about them?
She's dedicated.
Mm-hmm. You can speak plainly.
Definitely dedicated is the way I put it. A little bit. Well, she spends a lot of time talking to ghosts. It makes her less good at talking to folks.
Right.
So she's a bit, you know...
She does sort of the ghostly hands movement.
Ooh. Doesn't always know if it's Thursday is what I'm trying to suggest.
Okay. Do you happen to know if we were to take her an offering of some sort, if there's anything that she prefers?
Well, I was... probably guess what she's going to do is what she always does, is she'd say, well, I happen to have this problem. Would you go into the forest and deal with it for me? It's what she normally does, and that's mostly why we don't talk to ghosts here very much. You have to be really desperate to talk to a ghost to do one of her jobs.
Well, I think that sounds... fairly manageable. Again, brave face inside.
But yeah, I'll cook up some food. I'll feed you troops, and I'll wait for you lot to return in the evening.
Thank you.
She looks surprised when you actually bother to thank her, because samurai.
And now we shall turn and leave.
Yeah,
with a sweep of our. Yeah, we're not really wearing gowns.
You've got a hakama. They sweep quite nicely.
Excellent. We shall sweep.
You sweep away. Where to now?
The shrine.
Okay, straight to the shrine. As you walk over there, you can see the little old guy, definitely blind. He sort of sat to the left of the door to the shrine, and he's got this long, thin stick, and he's drawing Japanese characters on the ground. Can't see, but he's doing them pretty well.
Is this the priest?
You would assume so.
Right.
I mean, he's not wearing, like, priestly regalia, but old guy next to shrine does tend to imply this is the guy in charge of the shrine. As you wander into it. I can hear you. Four of you there are. One of them perfumed. One of them smells like honest men. One of them's covered in blood.
Right.
And one who knows exactly what's in the forest. Not looking forward to it.
Okay, then.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the priest here.
Yes, I did gather that. We're here to speak to the Miko?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, most people come to the shrine to speak to the Miko. They don't come to look after the kami. Oh, no. Nothing to do with the spirits. No. We need to talk to ghosts. The Miko is inside. She's in something of a mood. I would suggest that if you are going inside the shrine, however, I do not believe the bell has been rung today, so maybe you would want to do that at least.
Of course.
Spin the prayer wheels a little.
Okay. Do some spinning.
Okay, so you just walk past him into the shrine. He was not fucking lying when they said they've got a big prayer bell here. You know, Japanese bells tend to be cylinders rather than bell-shaped. Well, this thing is probably 8 foot tall and cast in bronze. It's enormous. And there's this big, log with a carved fist on the end hanging from the roof. And it's iron-bound, and it looks heavy. On either wall, there are two prayer wheels. So there's four prayer wheels total. And they're carved wood, but they've obviously been painted up. Sort of lying full length on, you presume, a mattress, is this woman who, for want of a better word, she looks like she's been dragged backwards through a bush. She's got leaves in her hair, her clothes are a bit torn up, a bit dirty, she's not wearing any sandals or anything, and she's just sort of lying there going, sleeping on the ground.
You ring the bell first, or?
Yeah, why not?
Who's ringing the bell?
Executioner, ring the bell.
Ring, ring, ring.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, so you come into the shrine, you were lagging behind the others a little bit, and the spymaster turns to you and goes, can you ring the bell, please? So you walk over and you take hold. There's this big log connected to the roof and iron-bound and like an 8-foot-tall bronze bell.
Yeah.
And you swing the thing back and thrust it down and it falls in, hits the bell with a... The Miko who is asleep goes... and leaps up from her bed, runs around the shrine 4 times and hurtles out of the door.
Wait. That was worth it.
I just threw honour at them because they made me laugh.
How do the prayer wheels work?
You just spin them.
And Wheel spinning of Fortune them. Kind of thing.
No. They're basically, you just spin them like that, and if they do a full revolution, that's counted as you having said the prayer on them.
Okay.
And they usually, like, many prayers on them, so you spin the wheel once, and you effectively said many, many prayers.
Sure.
It's really helpful.
We should spin some wheels and wait for her to come round and recover and return.
She's run out of the building.
We might take a minute to recover.
Okay. So, are you all going around and spinning the wheels, or...?
I'm not.
Okay. The rest of you?
Spin the wheels.
Okay. The Hashimoto says yes?
Yeah.
The Seneschal says yes. So you all go around and you spin the wheels. All of them spin freely, apart from the last one, which, no matter what any of you do, it only turns, like, maybe a quarter and then stops.
What prayer is on it?
Oh, it's mostly about prosperity for the village and good crops for the village and safety for the village and things like that. And it won't spin all the way around.
That's going to be super awkward for the village in a bit. Does it look like the mechanism is broken or
just... No.
No, just won't spin.
Just doesn't spin freely.
I'll step outside and inquire about it to the priest.
Did you see the Miko?
Yes.
You get the impression that that was his intention.
Yes, we saw her run by very quickly.
She'll be back.
I'm just curious about one of your prayer wheels. It doesn't seem to be... spinning all the way.
No. Doesn't seem to be, does it? Strange, really. Last year, it spun very freely.
Do you have any ideas why that might be?
No. Do you have any ideas why that might be?
No.
Strange. I thought that might be why you were here.
Maybe. I don't think what we're here for technically relates, but who am I to say?
Well, you being of the highborn sort, I kind of assumed that your presence here with quite so many men as you came with might denote some threat to the village that perhaps you're here to fix.
Unfortunately, we haven't heard of any threats to the village.
Unfortunately?
I meant...
Your turn of phrase is very telling.
I meant...
Yes?
Unfortunately, we haven't heard of one that we can fix.
Or remedy. I see.
Obviously, it would be unfortunate if there was one.
Very unfortunate.
It would be fortunate if there was one and we knew about it and could fix it.
Yes. I think I find. You are still following your own thread here, yes?
I think so.
Okay, good. Just you toddle back inside. I'm sure the Miko will be along in a minute. Okay.
Thank you for excusing me from this awkward situation, and I wonder why.
That is absolutely no problem. It's my pleasure. Fucking hell. You go back inside. About 10 minutes later, the Miko comes in. She's pale. But you get the impression that she's pale because she's made her face look pale. She's, like, painted it with chalk dust or something. And she's got these red lines painted from, like, her hairline passing over the middle of her eyes and all the way down her face and down her neck and into her clothes. You're here to speak to me? Or are you here to speak to someone else? Someone dead, perhaps? So are you here for me or for somebody dead?
A little of both, perhaps?
Who is it you wish to speak to who is dead? I will tell you if I know them. She's not old. She just seems to be speaking in a very unusual manner.
Is there any way that we can see? I'm thinking in D&D terms, like an insight check to see if she's in her right mind. Or
that would be a wisdom roll.
Somehow, I don't think I'm going to have any bonuses to this.
If my dog knew my plans is appropriate, I feel.
Yeah. Is that one extra dice?
Three. It's three for aspects.
And what is that one for again, exactly?
Knowing or keeping secrets.
Right.
Finding out or keeping secrets. What did you get?
I got 15? 15.
You beat her by one. Oof. She has two wages, you have?
One.
Okay, so, first things first, is she in her right mind or not? Or do you tell if she's in her right mind or not? Which do you want to do?
I'm going to say I can't tell if she is. You're right. Through the...
Can't tell. Through the makeup and everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to spend your wages first?
I'll let her spend them first.
She steps towards you all. And you're very certain she's looking through you, like, sort of sifting through what you are and the things you've done. You now get to spend a wager.
I'm going to say she seems to look knowingly at all of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she would have lost half her wages because she wasn't the winner, so that's all we've got. I am waiting for a name. Tell me the name you want me to contact.
Akirito Moki?
Mikuna Kitsune Akirito Moki. I know that name. She is angry. She is dangerous. If you wish to speak to her, you will need to do a favor for me. Are you willing to do a favor for me?
I kind of defer to the others. I don't want to be the one to say yes, we'll probably go into the forest. So, just kind of looking at you guys.
You know, the ones who actually have courage as the stats.
Yes.
Very well. There is a blight in the forest at night. There are spirits, and these spirits are also out in the daytime. Only in the dark trees, only in the shadows. But people cannot get enough fire. They cannot burn what they do not have. And those that go, if they become too deeply into the forest, are found hollow. I want you to go and deal with this. Go to the cave where they hid when they were so hungry, and burn what was left of them. Salt what was left of the ashes you have burnt, and then they will go. But be careful, for the Geki are hungry. If you do this thing for me, then I will bring the woman to speak with you.
I feel like his brave mask that he's putting on is kind of faltering a bit.
Very well.
Tell you where the cave is. Come with me.
And she stands up and walks out of the shrine.
Follow her.
She walks round the shrine and walks up to the bridge over the ravine. And she points at a dead pine tree about a kilometre into the forest.
At the base of that tree is where they tried to hide. They tried to hide within its branches, within its fur belt. They tried to hide there and devour its cones. But they were not squirrels. They could not subsist on only needles and pine nuts. And they starved. And now they haunt us. Danger, danger, danger. But soon it will be fine, because brave warriors are going to slay them for us.
we need to get them salt.
Hmm.
No.
She reaches into her dress and pulls out his bag and just drops it at your feet. It's about half a pound of salt.
Okay.
You need to bring fire. Fire! You will need it.
Is there anything else that might help us dealing with these ghosts? Be a little of boys' ghosts.
Yes. There are other things that you need. Stout hearts, strong arms, preferably magical swords. 2 or 3, perhaps. And if you do not return, know that when your descendants come to talk to you, I will ask them to do the same. Until the job is done.
Mm. If we do not return, perhaps tell our descendants to bring a magical sword.
Yes. So rare these days.
She looks at you strangely for a moment, like she's seen something that's obvious that you haven't.
Are you going?
Do we have actually something to start fires with?
Yeah, you probably got. You probably got like a tinderbox or something.
Okay.
I mean, it takes time, so that's worth bearing in mind. It's not going to be, it's not an instantaneous thing. You don't just go, and now there's fire. It's more like, and now I'm going to gather some kindling and put some sparks into it, and then I'm going to slowly build my pyramid, and then there'll be a small fire, and then I keep adding things, and then there's a bigger fire. Yeah. And then I throw these bodies onto it and hope that the fuckers burn.
There's something like oil or
animal fat that burns.
You do have good alcohol with you. Let me just check something. I don't know that sake burns.
Ah, okay. If not, then we might have oil. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it was a dead tree, wasn't it?
It's not enough percentage to burn, I'm afraid.
About time.
Oil would be a good idea. Yeah.
She's nodding her head wildly up and down.
Oil.
Well, I guess we should go find some oil then.
2 of 3. 2 of 3. 2 of 3. 1 of 3. Do you have a magical sword?
I kind of look down at my sword and go, no, I'm afraid not.
Ah.
I'm assuming I know the origins of my sword.
Yes, yes, you do. It will have been passed down to you. I mean, a samurai's sword is his soul. So maybe your soul's magic?
It's not. We've met him.
Cruel, but fair. So then, what do you all do? Apart from vaguely panic about having to go and face Gaki.
What time does it get dark?
It was about 3, so it's probably about 4 now. It'll be dark about 9, 10? It's summer.
Okay, so we still have some time.
Yes.
How far's a kilometre? In walking terms?
From here down the hill is a kilometre. To the bottom, to like the church on at the bottom
and
of the hill.
And it's forested, so it'll take longer, but we can still get there within about an hour, comfortably. Reasonable, so still before dark, that's fine. I don't want to go in the forest after dark, it seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Is there somewhere we can easily get oil in the village?
Are you asking, or are you just going around and looking?
I'll ask someone, not the crazy woman.
You go over to the Shinto priest.
Yes, I would suspect that the tavern probably has oil for cooking and the like.
I see. Thank you.
Going to find some gaki?
It would appear so.
That's been her favourite job for quite some time.
Okay. Not going to read into that too much.
Question for you.
Yes?
How are you going to deal with the gaki?
We were told to use magical swords.
Huh.
Which, we don't have any magical swords.
No.
So...
Do you know much about gaki? Not all?
I know that they died of starvation and now they crave human flesh.
Somewhat. They are people who died a bad death and are now eternally hungry and only able to eat unclean things. Obviously, corpses are unclean. There is an alternative to burning their body. There is another way to deal with gaki. Somewhat more temporary, I admit, but I could provide you with some blessed food, which you could then feed them. Their problem is not so much that they are eternally hungry, more that they cannot eat. Anything they try to eat bursts into flames.
Huh.
I mean, now Miko wants them gone.
Are they... evil?
Yes.
Would it put them to rest, to burn them?
Rest is not quite the term I'd use. It will certainly render them no longer around. On a permanent sort of basis. Now the bullies would have...
food. Be enough to distract them while we made it to their remains, or?
Potentially.
Okay, I take some blessed food.
Well, first bring me some food. Enough to bless and for a meal. And, an offering of money is always acceptable for the upkeep of the shrine.
Of course. I'll go see what I can find.
Well, you find goat and sheep soup.
There's also
goat
food and alcohol we brought as well.
That's true. You could use the food that you brought to give to the meat
cake. That's true.
Okay. Are you paying him well?
I mean, we can afford to do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not making yourself poor, but you're giving him enough money that he'll be able to repair the thingy.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay. Well, you managed to get, like, 4 portions of blessed food. Bear in mind, it will not distract them overly long. Really, if you were going to rid yourself of a gaki long term, you would feed them all 4, but I suspect you're probably going to go with the second part of the plan rather than the first.
I think so.
Excellent. Well, I wish you every luck.
Thank you very much.
Don't get lost in the forest at night. Why would he say that? Oh no, wait. He would say that because, foreshadowing. Right, so, what preparations is everybody else up to? Hatamoto, are your Ashigaru coming?
And can we bless them with food?
No. They might end up being food.
Yeah, but... I mean, they're ablative armour for you, basically. You just go, they just go... Look out, sir! That's their job.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's worth taking. Want some kind of, I don't know, something to mark our route so we don't get lost.
Okay. Well, you can just put chops into the trees.
Does anyone... I mean, she pointed out where the tree is, but can anyone direct us?
Maybe a beauty contest.
Oh, dear. Didn't bring my swimsuit. I get one for inspirational leader. I think that's probably it.
So choose your dice and set aside your wages.
Got 11.
Okay. So, can someone give you directions?
Like a vague kind of route.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any wages?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, they the villagers, when you ask about, are like, oh, yeah, well, that's the cave of the Gaki.
Presumably a lot of people have gone there and not many people have come back.
A fair few have gone there and not come back, yeah, because... For the last few years, the Miko has been making people do that as part of their charge for speaking to certain ghosts. Like, the more difficult to summon ghosts, they have to go and try and deal with the Gaki, and nobody's come back yet.
Yeah.
They do say that somebody sort of started marking out a route of their own when they were heading there, so maybe you'd be able to follow their marks. But... it depends on whether they got lost or not, obviously.
Yeah.
So then, while the Hatamoto's doing that, Seneschal, are you doing anything?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any other information about Gaki that might be useful. Or what else exists. Is there anything else in the forest that could cause us problems that we should be aware of?
Oh, yeah. They're quite happy to tell you many stories about the horrors of the forest. Now,
are they happy to tell us ways of dealing with the horrors?
Oh no, they don't have any ways of dealing with the horrors. They're just like, don't go in the forest! It's terrible because of this, and this, and this, and this.
Listening to all the things they name, are there any obvious things that we're missing that we should be taking with us?
Fire, swords, and salt. Seem to be the general gist of things. You do hear quite a lot about the ghostly swordsman, though, who appears and disappears as if by magic.
Is the sword steel or ethereal?
Nobody's ever stayed to fight him. He just appears, and then he glares at you. With this glare that bores into your soul, and then mostly because they're peasants, they run away. Well, they don't know if he's a ghostly samurai or a real samurai, but they're pretty sure that he can just say, "And then I kill them, and they die."
Here's the reasonable reaction.
Executioner, do you have anything you want to do while they're doing this?
That's something to assist with the whole burning thing.
Okay, so you gather yourself a good big bundle of sticks and general firewood and kindling. Okay. And you've been getting your blessed food. The sun starts to dip.
Did you get
any
oil?
Yes, the lady at the inn is quite happy to give you some of her lamp oil. And also, she skims the fat off the top of the stew for you.
That's very kind of her.
I mean, it probably bet. But yeah, the sun starts to drift lower in the sky, lower and lower and lower, then dips below the horizon.
Maybe we should wait until morning.
Planning to leave before that happens.
Well, yeah, you can leave before that happens if you want.
Probably a good idea.
I thought the idea was to try and leave while it was still, like, before it was dark.
Okay.
Because being in the forest after dark seems like a bad idea.
Well, it is when the Gaki come out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking for the Gaki, so...
We're looking for that tree. They don't necessarily have to be around.
Okay. So, you head off before it becomes dark.
Yes.
Who's leading?
I think... safe to say I'm comfortably in the middle of the group.
Who sort of has directional sense?
I don't know. Who do you think has the best of directional sense?
How do we establish directional sense?
We assume wisdom.
Wisdom would probably do, certainly. I mean, it depends on your approach to the forest, really, doesn't it? I mean, if you're looking for the best path, then yes, it's wisdom. If you're going to cunningly find that other person's trail and follow that, then that'd be cunning. If you're just going to hack down the trees in a straight line so you can just head straight towards the thing, that would be prowess and probably suicidal.
I might take the lead, maybe.
Okay, then.
Wanting to do so on this occasion.
Good-o. So, take your wisdom.
Yes.
I would think your name would be appropriate, so that's two.
Okay.
Because you're something owl.
Yes.
Do you think, no, your clan name's not really appropriate, and neither of your aspects. What's your glory? Sorry, your reputation?
Dedicated to discretion, so not so much.
No. So, take your dice.
I mean, really, I should maybe look the other person up. Okay.
No. I mean, you can do that too. You could use cunning instead.
Would those things still be appropriate? Would my things still be appropriate for the cunning approach?
Yeah.
So with the cunning approach, I guess a free wager.
Okay, well that's good. So, choose your dice and set aside your wages.
You know what I'm doing.
You are rolling against
the
creepy forest.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Creepy forest rolled very well.
Oh dear. We've got 23.
Okay, so you're going to keep half your wages.
Is that round up or down?
It's a game of samurai tragedy.
Oh.
You round down.
Okay, so I have no wages.
Okay. So you head into the forest. And at first, it's very easy to see the direction that this person took. They've put neat notches in the trees, wider towards the village, thinner towards where they were heading. And they go in, and they go in, and you follow them from tree to tree to tree to tree, and it's great. About halfway to the pine tree, you're following this trail, and you realise you are not going towards the pine tree anymore. The person whose trail you were following obviously got lost. And now you're also lost in the forest.
Fairly soon, we were told, don't get lost in the forest.
Our options at this, I suppose, are to retrace our steps along this path. We're still on it, after all, but that will lose us time. Or we can venture off and try and find the path to the tree from here.
I mean, through the canopy, you can still see this pine tree, because it's the biggest tree in the forest for miles around, and it's the deadest tree in the forest for miles around.
We can still see the tree. If we were going to work out a path, we could do it from here just as well as from back there. If we put our own marks in the trees, we should hopefully be able to find the way back to this point, even if at some point we go astray.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you start forging your own path and notching the trees as you go.
I will be looking at someone slightly stronger than me to do that.
Okay, the executioner's standing right there.
Yeah.
You do make it through and you step out into the clearing in front of the dead pine tree. Just as the sun is starting to drift down.
At this point, I am basically like really shadowing the executioner. I'm just like,
I mean, the Hatamoto's right there.
I mean, seriously,
I mean, admittedly, the executioner's got a posher sword, so. Oh, did we work out what your we did work out what your blessing was for this season, didn't we? It was I have no armor.
And I thought this one, it was I have no divine power.
Oh, right, yes.
Invoke during confession and be believed.
Okay, cool. So, you're there, your Ashigaru are there, and somewhere the Spymaster is there He just seems to be trying to become the executioner's backpack at the moment. And the sun is just starting to drift towards the horizon as you step into this big clearing. It's like a little bit of a valley down towards the pine tree. So you've got this huge pine tree, completely stone dead, with its roots sticking out and coming down to the ground. And right in the center of this sort of arch of roots is this hole. And it's a long sort of empty vegetation valley leading towards that hole. But it's not empty because it is filled with carcasses. There's a thick, heavy stench over the place, and you can hear the buzzing of like flies all over. And there's just rotten meat and chewed bones just lying everywhere. There's deer, there's other animals of the forest. There's a couple of what you are reasonably certain are people. There's a very large humanoid skeleton that you have no idea what it is, but it's got two horns coming out of its head. And you step in there just as the light starts to fade. And as you're looking down towards the cave, suddenly there's these points of light start appearing in the cave. And you're like, huh, that's weird. Until two of them blink, and you realise it is the eyes of Gaki staring at you as they wait for the sun to finally dip below the horizon so they can come out and have a go at you. However, that's where I'm going to finish for the evening. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. This has been a slightly new experience for us because we're in the new house where we will hopefully get faster at beginning and less confused about what we're doing. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us iTunes reviews, please do feel free to leave your iTunes reviews or your Podchaser reviews. You can talk to us at thecoursoftandice@gmail.com, or you can talk to us on the Twitters @CultureTandice. You can go to Facebook at The Course of Tea and Dice and talk to us there. You can send us email at thecoursoftandice@gmail.com. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to him at Blooded Fox. You can talk to her at T Gremlin. That is it. We are done. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.